It was also an interesting story about these first names for the far side of the moon. Because we, no, our scientists had no opinion how is the far side lighted and which exposition must be done for this camera. That's why these first pictures of the far side of the moon were very unclear. You can see some spots, gray spots, light spots, or a little dark spots. But really, it was not feature, but spots. Because we in highlight was made this, became these pictures. Mm-hmm. Yes? And our scientists understood that it is very difficult to make some atlas or some, to write some book and to work with this material. In the Academy of Science was some meeting and were representatives from different organizations, from academy, different institutes, from Pulkovo Observatory, for example, from Sternberg Astronomical Institute, and some others. And it was question, who will work with these materials? Who will make some book and bring some results from this experiment? And nobody want to do something. So it was silence. And during this silence, one very famous academician from Pulkovo, from Petersburg, Pulkovo Observatory, said that he is in a hurry. He must just now call to Petersburg. And he went out and don't return. He goes to airport and fly to St. Petersburg. No, he would not like to do this job and cannot say, I don't do it. That's why he returned to St. Petersburg. But on this meeting was the chief of Moon Physics Department from GAISH, from Sternberg Astronomical Institute, Yuri Naumovich Lipsky. Yuri Naumovich was the commander of some troop during the whole war. And he was very brave. And in this situation, he made one step forward and told, I do it. I shall do it. And he began to work with these materials. And really, it was printed, it was created, right, and printed the first atlas of the far side of the moon. When was the second, when was the third part, but the first was made by Lipsky department.